The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, a little thought for you here today. The people of Capernaum have the exact opposite reaction to Jesus that the people of Nazareth had if you heard the gospel proclaimed just a few days ago. Because in Nazareth, they rode Jesus out of town on a rail. Here in Capernaum, they can't prevent him from leaving. It's an interesting little thought to meditate on. Neither rejection nor popularity makes Jesus deviate from what he intends to do, because he only intends to do the will of his heavenly Father. A little tiny thought for you today is that sometimes that means saying no to people. Now, everybody here, we all have an experience of our own limitations. We're limited in how much time we have, and we're limited in how much money we have, and heaven knows we're limited in how much energy we have to give. And yet, together with an acute knowledge of those limitations, comes this idea that somehow we're always supposed to say yes whenever anyone asks anything of us, because certainly saying yes would be what Jesus always does, and because Jesus always says yes, saying yes to every request must be the Christ-like thing to do. But the question you want to ask yourself is, does Jesus ever say no? And the answer is yes. Okay? Jesus says no all the time. Remember the demoniac in Gerasa who was delivered from his possession. He wanted to follow in Jesus' footsteps, and Jesus said, "No, stay here in town and proclaim the good news of the kingdom." And James and John wanted seats of honor, and Jesus said, "No." And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter wanted to draw his sword and attack those who were trying to arrest Jesus, and Jesus said, "No." And here in the gospel today, the people of Capernaum don't want Jesus to leave, and Jesus says, "No. To the other towns also I must proclaim the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." So here's the question. When is it Christ-like to say no? I can think of two reasons why it's Christ-like to say no. Number one, when saying yes to somebody else means that you're going to have to say no to an equal or greater responsibility. Our Lord, like us, was limited in his human nature. Although he was unlimited as God, he could only be in one place at one time. And he wasn't sent just to proclaim the good news to the people of the town of Capernaum, but everybody had a claim on his time, and that meant there came an hour in which he had to tell the people of Capernaum that it's time for me to move on. We have to do that same thing. And it hurts. It's very humiliating. Part of the reason I'm saying it is I want you to know it's okay. And even Christ-like. I remember I was in the hospital once, going from one emergency to the other emergency, both time-sensitive. And as I was finishing one and going to the other, a woman stopped me in the hall and said, "Are you a Catholic priest?" I said, "Yes, I'm a Catholic priest." She says, "Come on in. I want to talk." I said, "I've got to run. I've got to go. There's another emergency waiting." And come back later was not an acceptable option. So I said, sorry, but it's only one of me and I gotta go. And she said, you're a lousy priest and a lousy Christian. And she might be right about that. However, she was not right at that moment, because in saying no to her, I was saying yes to a greater responsibility. And it's okay and Christ-like to do so. Second time it's okay to say no is when saying yes to someone's request doesn't do them any favors. There was a man later on in the Gospel of Luke who says to Jesus as he's passing through the villages, Lord, tell my brother to share his inheritance with me. And Jesus answers, who appointed me as your arbiter? In other words, no. In other words, fight your own battles. Children have a claim on their parents' attention and on their parents' defense in fighting some of their battles. But tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. There's lots of grown-ups that act like children and won't fight their own battles. They don't get up and take matters into their own hands and fight their own battles. And when they ask you to fight their battles in their stead, I think no is the Christ-like answer. Why? Because struggle is nature's way of making you strong. And all of us have to experience the struggle of fighting our own fights. We do ourselves no good favor when we expect someone else to do what we ought rightly to do for ourselves. So just a little tiny thought for you here today. Just a little tiny thought. When Jesus says yes to somebody, he says it in greatest love. And when Jesus says no to somebody, he says it in greatest love. And a little tiny thing to remember, that if the word no is good enough for the Lord, then every once in a while, it's good enough for you too. Amen.